Today's daf is daf Memchet in Mesechet Sanhedrin. We're in the sixth perek, perek Nigmar Adin, and we're in the middle of the machloket of Ayavarova as to whether hazmana miltahi or lav miltahi. So according to Abaye, the very fact that you're mazmin something for the use that results in Isur Hana'ah, or even not Isur Hana'ah, the case that he was talking about was Lagabi a mate, which we learn out, according to him, from Egla Harufa, Vatomot Sham Miriam, from the Pasuk of Orfu Sham et Egla. But there's also other applications. There's applications where there's Isur for alternative uses, Lamashal. So let's say, in the case of a Tik Shal Tefillin, where once you're mazmin, it, according to Abaye, would become also to use for tzorchei chol. Couldn't put in your money into it and use it as a wallet instead. So this was the machloket we had. Yes, according to Rav, hazmana lav milta, and the vatomot sham Miriam is learned out from misham she'avodah zarah, whereas asher avdu sham et Eloheihem al ha'arim. They were in the middle of bringing rayot to this sugya. So now if you'll take a look, two lines down from one third of the way down on the daf, Toshma. Getting back to the issue of a kever nefesh, which is like a matseva that is built for a mate. So if they ordered now a nefesh to be put on a kever for someone who is still living, shibana l'shem chai. So in that case, it would be mutar bana, because of course, even if it were, milta would be meaningless, since there's no isur hana'ah nachai. Hosif bo dimus echad l'shem meit asur bana'ah. If one row even of stones was added on it, and this was now l'tzorach meis, so then it would become asur. Apparently, just by the hazmana, because that part was already made for a mate, even though the mate wasn't there. No, my skin, the Rama be mate. It's talking about over there where they actually put a mate in the kever. So at that point, they used it. If they used it, of course it becomes a surbana. So then, Yachi, how could that be the case? What would be the point of mentioning Hosif Bodimus Echad? And if Lo Hosif, would also have been. They were mazmin it, and now they used it, so it would certainly be Osir, no? So my Ari Hosif, Ki Lo Hosif Nami. The case is over here, Lo Tzricha. They used it, but they afterwards were Mifaneh. So they took the mate out. Now, since that's the case, as we said before, if you don't have now the usage of the original Hazmana, then everybody is made it, that the actual usage doesn't mean anything. Because we say, maybe that's Bakroi. Over here where they were Mafana, the mate, it's certainly Bakroi. So therefore, if it hadn't been that there was also a Hazmana L'shem mate, and also a use L'shem mate, so then it would not be Osir permanently. Therefore, it's only because now they were Maisif Bodimus L'mate and used it, so then it would be considered to be Osir, because that's not Hazmana B'Alma. So that would be how we could learn it according to both Shittas. Omer Afram Bar Papa Amrav Chista, Imayam Makiro, if he knew precisely which stones had been added, so those stones can be removed. Choltso, because they're Osir Bana, but the rest of the Nefesh would be Mutar. Now let's get back to the opening that we had the original discussion about, where we assumed that it was not referring specifically to a relationship of a child and father, but that we thought that it was talking about a case where someone was making a kever, and we spoke about a son for a father because that's a norm. So that's what we still think now. Toshma hachotzev kever la'aviv. And now, instead of burying his father in this kever, he goes and he buries him in a different kever. Why not? Apparently because hazmana milta. And therefore you can never use this kever for another person, because it was already miyuchad for this mate, even though in the end it wasn't used. No, this is a special halacha of a father and a son, don't you understand? Hata mishum kavod aviv. This has nothing to do with hazmana. This has to do with the din of the kavod of a parent. And by the way, how else are you going to understand the continuation of the brayta? Of course that must be what it's about. Orkinami mistavra. Diktoni seifa. It says beferish, Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, af achotzev avanim laviv. Even if the son went and he had stones now quarried for use of a kever for his father. And in the end, none of it was used. Those stones cannot be used for him. Come on, man. If this is not a din in Kovod Aviv, it certainly can't be a din in Hazmona. Because if you're going to tell me that the Yisra over here that we're talking about is the question to what extent we would say that there's a din of kavod, that it's a bizoyan for a son to use his father's requirements in death, so then it makes sense to add Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But if you're going to tell me that the issue over here is hazmana, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to say, well, this is also called hazmana. Nobody holds this is called hazmana. Because tovli la'ariga, mi'ikal man di'omar, the whole discussion that we had before was where someone is weaving or knitting a tachrichin lamait. But did anybody ever say that it's called hazmana? To spin the threads that will be used for the weaving, that's already hazmana, hava hazmana. Nobody holds that. In Mamela, there's got to be a separate issue that's involved in this particular braita. And over here, we were wrong in thinking that it's a general din. It's clearly a specific halacha here that we're talking about for Chavod Aviv. Tashma, kever chadash, mutar bahana'a. So we thought at this time, kever chadash means a new kever that had been dug for a mate. But it's just that it hasn't now been used yet. So it remains mutar ba'ana'a. Hitil bo nefel, and if it was used for a nefel, a miscarriage, then it becomes asur ba'ana'a. So you see from here that the hazmana itself did not asur it. It's only the utilization of it that creates the iser. Hitil in lo itilo. So you see that hazmana la milte. No, says Abai, of course. What? Then afakav the lo itil. The point over here is that we're not talking about a case of a kever chadash. Kever chadash does not mean that it was for a mate. The kever chadash is referring to that it was for a stam, if there will be a mate. But so far there is no mate. That's the point. So the chiddush over here is that you might have thought, here it's lafukir of Shem Gamliel, because you might have thought that the halacha is that to put in a nefel is not enough to aser, even if it is a mate. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ein l'nefelim tfisata kever. There is no din of isra no for a mate for a nefel. Kamash malan, so the chiddush is afapiken, there's a din in tfisata kever. But legabe, the din of hazmona, we're not talking about over here at all. Toshma. Motar hametim lemitim. Motar hamet liyorshav. So if you collected money, now, let's say for mate mitzvah, for aniyim, where there's not enough money, they don't have money of their own. And now you have left over, and there's no metim to bury. Halacha is, it's given to other metim. If, however, it was motar hamet, that it was collected for a particular mate, and it's not needed for his kvura, it goes to his yorshim. And says the Gemara, the reason that it's lav miltahi is that it's talking about over here that you weren't gove to the mate. It's talking about that you were gove b'chayim. So therefore, there's no problem. But how had it been for a mate, we would have said hazmana miltahi, and at that point it would have been aser to the yorshim. No, says Gemara, you can't say that. Olotonia, it's clear from the Braita, not like that. It's not. Motar ametim lemetim, motar amet liyorshav, and the Braita explains what that means. Vetonia la ketzat, gavu lemetim stam, zeo motar ametim lemetim, gavu lemet ze, zeo motar amet liyorshav. So obviously it's not talking about that they were gove for chayim, they were gove for metim, and afal pi ken hazmana lav miltahi. Well, the time is. You think that that's what it means? Says Abaye. So Ema Seifa. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yigabe machi avo Eliyahu. Wait until Eliyahu Hanavi comes, then you can decide. What is that supposed to mean? Either you hold hazmana miltahi, hazmana lav miltahi. What do you mean? Wait until Eliyahu comes. Rabbi Natan Omer yaseh dimus al kivro oziluf lifnei mitato. You have to use it in some way for extras. So you have extras, you can use it to sprinkle wine in front of the mitat hamet, which is a kovod hamet, or you can build an additional, maybe build a little ohel around the mate. whatever, but it shouldn't be used for anything but the mate. So over here, clearly, there's got to be at least shitas that hold, says Abaye, that the din is that has mona milta. So I'll explain the whole thing my way, says Abaye. You'll explain the whole thing your way. No. Abaye metarets the entire sugula time, and Rava is metarets the entire sugula time. So Abaye says, look, everybody holds as mona milta, like I. Kulei alma azmana milti. The Tanakama Savar, the din of azmana is only where there is the need for what you're being mazmin. So then it's teifis, the Yisra'ano. But if Lamaisa there's been too much that it was never usable l'chatchila, so then it's not azmana either. In which case, there's not a problem and give it to the Yorshim. So the chazilei tofis, the lo chazilei lo tofis. What wasn't needed was never tofis with the din of the Yisra. Rabbi Meir, who of course also agrees Azmana Milta, he is Chayshesh, maybe the din is, that even if it was more than was required, it was Tafis. So Mamela, he's not sure, he Tafis, he lo Tafis. Therefore, he says, since it's a Safak Isser, we'll wait until Elio comes, because to use it for the mate is not a good idea. Because if Lamais, it's Chazul Yorshim, so what are we going to waste it using it for the mate? I mean, we should use it for the Yorshim. Rabbi Natan is for sure. He says it's pshitale, vada it's tofis. It doesn't matter whether it was needed for the ikar tzorche amet. You can use it for something. So use it for something for the mace. Hilko, yes, adimus akivro, whatever. So that's what I hold. That everybody agrees asmana milta. Rava mitarts the time, eh? I hold everybody says asmana lav milta. The tanakama savar, that there's a whole different issue here. It has nothing to do with asmana. The issue over here has to do with bizayon. Let's just have bizayon. Because remember, what's the case over here? We're talking about where a collection was made for this person. That's a bizayon. A person shouldn't have enough people who care about him. Shouldn't have been left with enough money that he should have prepared for burial. Is it bizayon? We have to go around collecting money to bury him. So therefore, the shaila is whether the use of such a thing would be a zilzul in the mate. It's a different question. Not a din of Isra Hanoah of a mate, but a din in the zilzul because of his bizayon. So therefore, I say the machloket is like this. Nothing to do with hasmona. Tanakama sovar ki bozule ochule mocho zilute gabe yorshin. This person is happy to accept the bizayon and the zilzul if the money will be given to his heirs. It's also good. You took the president's seat? Hey, Zmir, you haven't been here in 20 years, so you don't remember where the president sits. What's 20 years here and there? Rabbi Meir, Misapkale. Rabbi Meir is not sure whether he's Meichel Bizon, he's not Meichel Bizon. It's a Mamela. He's not sure whether it's mutter for the children to be Mizalzel in the mate. See, he says we'll have to wait for Eliyahu to Paskin. So he's misupik, whether he's mochale or not. Rabbi Natan says he's definitely not moch. The most that he's willing to tolerate is the ziluta for his own burial. So Mamela, if there's something to be done with it, the only thing to be done with it is to build an extra, what he's going to do. He's going to say, not only did we collect from him, we gave the leftover to his children. So this has to be now the Yerusha that he's living, that they collected tzedakah for him. So he's not mindful of that. Mamela, it's better to use it for Dimos HaKivro, or a zilov if they meet that, but something that has to do with the actual burial of the mate. Okay, so from here, we don't have a riot. Toshma, how about this case? A child dies, and the mother and the father are throwing in Kalim into the kever, because they're so mitztayer. So they're throwing clothes on him, and they're going to end up now not having anything they can use. Because anything that's thrown in with the mate becomes usher. Mitzvah lacherim lahatzilam. People should stop it. But they're going to impoverish themselves because they're in a state of such agitation. So take it away from them. Because that's a din of Hashavas Aveda. When you say this Aveda Midat, that's not called Dat when a person's in such a matzah. Save them from themselves. That's also called Hashavas Aveda. Problem is, if you hold Hazmana Miltahi, so they've already made up their mind, they're throwing everything into the kever, so it already becomes Aser Alf Tashmish Yamit. So how are you going to save them from themselves? Even if it doesn't get into the kever, if you hold like Abaye, it's going to already be Aser. So Lachori, you have a Raya from here to like Rava, that has been I love Milti. Oh, answers the Gemara, Hostam Mishum Mara Raya, that's not called Midat. Therefore, it doesn't have a shame of Hazmana. They're only doing this out of their own bitterness, so it's an agitated emotional state, which therefore doesn't have tfisa lahalacha in terms of hazmana. They're just being responsive. They're not being proactive. They're being reactive. Reactive, by definition, is not hazmana. Says the Gemara, so then, Yachi, you think that's the pshat? How do you explain? How do you think, Tani Allah? So that's why it says in the Bright Amr of Shimon Gamlil, about this. When do we say this? If the begotten that they threw in didn't touch the actual mitah tamet. But if it was nagia mitah, it would be also. How could be also? There's no din that something that touches the mitah of a mate is also. Where does that come from? It must be that be'emes, the whole svar of the year is that there was hazmana, but hazmana doesn't aser. So with the nagia b'mitah tamet becomes now a maisa, which is a raya that hazmana requires a maisa. But once there is a maisa, it is considered to be hazmana. Because there's no hazmana, then like Rav Chista said before, the actual event wouldn't have created any serum anyway. So look, right, you have no way of understanding Rav Shimon Gamliel unless he's taking for granted that indeed there is hazmana. Tirgama ula nana. You understand what's happening over here. This is Xera Drabana. Nothing to do with Asmana. Nothing to do with really Surian. The problem is like this. It's talking about here, not the mita that they're carrying the mate on, but rather the mita that is actually going to be Nikbar. It's the final thing that they're carrying him on, that the Derek was to be Kavrit together with the mate. So then it becomes the equivalent of Takrifin. Once you throw things, had you thrown it on that mita, so it would really have had a din of Takrif Hamid. People who see it being thrown, and that it was negeh on the mita, they will think that it was tachrichin. So if we're matzilit now, they'll think that tachrichin ha-meta mutar ba'ana'a. Let's lock the book. Tachrichin ha-meta mutar ba'ana'a. And therefore, it's a gezeira that you're not allowed to use it. But not because of asmona, and nothing to do with it. Toshma. Let's take a look at the bright that we had about kis. She'asa'o laniyah bo tefillin. So we have now you order the tik for the tefillin, you make it for the tefillin, and here it says, Asulam Nirbo Ma'ot. You're not allowed to use it as a wallet. But if you just have a tik that you were made niyak tefillin, Yanirbo Ma'ot. This is very consistent with the Dinam Hazmana Milta. Alibad Rav Chista, who holds it without Hazmana, there's no Isser. With Hazmana, there's Isser even without the Tashmish. So the Chari have a clear eye over here. That Hazmana is Milta. No, the way to read it is Asa'o V'niyach Botefillin. Means if you did both, but if you only did V'niyach, then it's not us. That's the point. It's not contrasting Hazmana alone with Hanacha. It's contrasting Hazmana with Hanacha to Hanacha without Hazmana. Why? Like Rav Chista said before, that Hanacha without Hazmana doesn't Aser because we view it as a Tashmish Etzar Kavua. Toshma. Amar la Oman, if you tell now somebody professional to design for you a tik of a sefer Torah, you order now the covering of a sefer, or nartik shel tefillin, or you have the nartik of a sefer is like the svarim, or a nartik is the what we call a tefillin zeko. So actually nishtamish b'hem kedesh mutar nishtamish b'hem chol. Now hazmana alone, if you hadn't used it for the sefer, you hadn't used it for the tefillin, boy, this is pretty disastrous for a bayit. It says beferish over here that the hazmana is la milta. I mean, there's no bigger hazmana than the actual hazmana. You ordered it. The guy made it for you. So over here, according to a bayit, should 100% be osur. This is a fatal blow to a bayit. And only nishtamish b'em kodesh, at that point it becomes also nishtamish b'em kodesh. Says Abaye Enochinami, 100% I admit that this Tana clearly holds like Rabbah. Hazmana lav miltahi. However, Tanoi, this is a machlokis Tanoi, Betanya, Tzipan Zahav, or Shetala alayem or Shabeimat Me'a, that if you cover the tefillin with gold, that the tefillin have to be covered in the or beima, that's real achila. Or if you use now tloy, a patch, and you took a patch from an or beima tmea, so these tefillin are psula salakalabashmi sina. But if you patch the tefillin with an or beima tohora, they would be kosher, even though you were not ma'abed this or l'shem tefillin. So afagav shelo ibdan l'shman. So that it wouldn't matter. Now, here's a big machlokas because we're showing him how to learn this. Rashi learns, well, first let's just see the other shittim. Shimon Gam Liel Omer, Af Or Beimata Or Apsulot, Archi Yavdu Lishman. You need to have the or that was processed, tanned Lishman, and if not, they're possible for the tefillah. So Rashi learns, remarkably, that the din of the or requiring Ibud Lishma is dependent on the din of Hazmana, which Tosis brings Raya's is certainly not the case. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin in opposite directions. We paskin like Rava, that is mana lav milta, and we paskin in yanid ibud lishma. So how can you say that the two are dependent? One is halacha, in the Moshe b'Sinai, of the dinim of tefillin, was have to do with Hazmana. But Rashi is learning that if you hold Hazmana lav milta, he said, what's the nafkamina? The din of ibud is only in terms of what you had in mind for its use. So if you hold Hazmana lav milta, he, what difference does it make what you had in mind at the time that you were processing it? Wouldn't make any difference. That's Rashi's approach. So according to Rashi, it would mean that if you hold that Hazmana lav miltahi, then you don't need Ibud Lishma. If you hold Hazmana miltahi, then you would need Ibud Lishma. Comes along now Abaya to show. You see from here that there seems to be a machloket tanoim as to whether there is such a thing. Tosfos, I said that the Rabbeinu Tam brings Raya, it's not, and that's not possible. So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's the opposite. If you hold Hazmana lav miltahi, then he holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel that says you need Ibud Lishma because it's not good enough to be Basmin. If you hold Hazmana miltahi, that is the Lishma. Would he need a separate Ibud Lishma? The Hazmana becomes the usage of the thing that is now Lashem Mitzvah's filling. So if you hold that thought, that kviyut of a usage is definitive lahalacha, so then that takes the place of ibud. You don't need a maisa. Hazmana is sufficient. That's already consistent with the issues of hazmana and maisa that we learned up until now. So it's no stira. It's a mekayim, the din of the shmo with hazmana. If you hold hazmana is lav milti, how could be mekayim a mitzvah with the, so you had in mind. Big deal what you had in mind. Hazmana lav milti. So how do you make this or now l'shem mitzvah tefillin? Only through the ibud lishma. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. You know, you guys have become so theoretical. You got a machlokas over here, which is absolutely crazy. What kind of machlokas is it with Abaya? Whether people are knitting something, l'shem a mate, whether it becomes us, or whoever heard of such a thing? The guy should die, and now we'll start worrying about knitting the tachrich. I mean, it's crazy. You're going to have the mate wait for a couple of days until you have tachrichin. There's no tachrichin available in town for a mate. I mean, it's a crazy thing. It's a mi'ika duchli. You're telling me there's a place on this earth, the ramu be mate. They'll leave the mate hanging there, and they'll start knitting begadim for the mate. Like they've got all the time in the world. Va'arge beged lamate. Oh, Marley, absolutely. Of course there are places like that. You're going shach with arpanya? The people who die in Harpania. Rashi says in Harpania, they were so poor that they couldn't afford big day mate team. So only if someone would die, they would go around collecting and they would need the money from the collection to be able to get Tachrichi. But others learn Harpania is a mukam where people didn't care. I was like, L.A., nobody dies in L.A. You're gonna have begotten for a mate? Who ever heard of such a thing? If it happens that somebody dies, I mean, it's absolutely, why me? Okay, that's the general response. Why you? That's really a response. So over there, we'll have to worry about the big day mate team. Okay, but whatever the case is, there are certainly places where it's possible such a thing, where there shouldn't be begotten for a mate. Dorash maremar hirchata kavati de abaye, that has mana milta. And indeed, Tana Rabbana, Harugei Malchut Nichseyem LeMelech, Harugei Beit Din Nichseyem LeYorshim. So those who are killed by Malchei Yisrael, the din is that the Melech takes their nechasim. In other words, if they were killed from Merida by Malchus, so the Malchus takes over their property. If it's Harugei Beit Din, then the nechasim go to the Yorsh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there's no such din as Harugei Malchut Nichseyem LeYorsh. Where do you get such a thing from? Amrulei L'Rabbi Yehuda, it's fresh a pasuk. Halo kvar ne'emar, hinei becherem nevot, asher yarad sham l'rishto. So what was the whole story with Achav and Kerem Nevot? That since now Izebel had arranged that he should be a Mered B'Malchus, and we saw in the words Nevot, there certainly were indications that he was a Mered B'Malchus. He's not going to give to the likes of you, Lecha. So therefore, he was there in order to be Yoresh. Says Lurishto. So obviously, he had a din of Yerusha. Omar Lahem said, Reb Yudah, you guys don't know the story. He was a Yoresh. La'alocha, not because of a melech. He was a nephew of Davot. Ben Achi Aviv haya. V'ra'ui liyorsho haya. And what do you mean? What about all the sons of Navot? Valo harbe banim ayolam. He got rid of the sons. What's the problem? Amar lahem, otovet banav harag. This is the first. Imlo et demei Navot ve'et demei vanav ra'itin. So you see that he must have murdered the family. The Rabbanan said that doesn't mean family that existed. It means the family that would have existed had you not married him. Just like we found by Cain. So ahu banim haru'uyim latzeit mimen. Okay, so we have over here a fundamental machloket. So Bishlam, according to the Man Yomar, that holds Nichsem Lamelech. That explains why Izebel had him tried for Merida B'Malchus, because she was trying to get Kerem Nevot to be given to him. So she needed to say Berach Elohim Nevot Elohim U'Melech. But according to the Man Yomar, that anyway the Nichsem would have been Lior Shav, and it's just all we needed to do was get rid of Navot, and then he would be the one that would be Yorishim. So Lama Li Vamela. So why did she have to add in the story where she said that he was Birach the Melech also? Nu Vila Taimech, and according to you, why did she have to say Elohim? Well, she had to say curse God. It would be enough if he was Merib Malchus. Would she have to make such a big deal? Clearly, La Fushe Ritcha, the whole point is that she wanted to make a tumult and get everybody angry at him and have the whole town out and the Besdin out to kill him. No good. So Mamela, maybe that inner Konami would have been enough, but she wants to make it a complete outrage against society. So she says both. So Achinami La Fushe Ritcha, that's not a problem. Okay, but then let's take a look at the story of Shlomo's chasing after Yoav to kill him. So Bishlomo Lamandom Nichseim Lamela. That explains why Yoav runs Elohel Hashem v'yechazak b'karnot ha-mizbeach. So the king sends now Benayahu. Benayahu tells him, "Come off of there." The king, king commands you to come to him, and he says, "No, I'm not going out. Ki po'amut." So what would be the point of dying here as opposed to dying somewhere else? I mean, the idea is that if Nichseim would be Lamelech, there's a big difference. If he's saying, "I'm going to die over here," that would be because Sanhedrin would have to paskin. But the Melech can't take him away. So he thought, we see the Gemara says he made a mistake. It was the wrong Mizbeach, the wrong Bokam and Mizbeach. But anyway, he thought that he would be Nitzal from the Melech, and that the Din of Me'im Mizbechit Kachenu Lamut is the Din in Sanhedrin. Therefore, he wanted Sanhedrin to be done him so that he would be killed, and his Yorshim would go. Now, it would be the ones that get his zechasim. Mashenken, if you allow Shlomo to kill him, so he's going to lose his money also. So then the whole thing adds up, that he doesn't want to come out bidvar melech. But if you hold anyway, Laman Yomar, that even if the melech kills him, his zechasim go to his yorshim. So what does he care? Why does he say he's not going out? What do you mean? You think he doesn't care about living 5 more minutes? I mean, he's saying, "I'm not coming out to be killed. You want me, come after me." So Benayahu goes back to Shlomo. Vayoshev Benayahu et hamelech davar leimor, kodi ber Yoav v'choanani. Kodi ber v'choanani, what was that? I mean, it seems to be a discussion, and we'll see the details of the discussion. So what did he say? And obviously, if there's a ko, it means that it was a complex message. So Amarle, apparently Yoav had told Benayahu ben Yoyada, zil emale tarte lo tavid ba'agavra. You can't do two things. To me, this is unfair. Because David HaMelech, your father, already cursed me for the murder of Avner. So, if you're going to kill me now, then you be mekabel on yourself, those curses. If you don't want to be mekabel on yourself, then let the curses do their work. But if you're going to also act and also curse, that's why you're doing me two separate things. So go tell Shlomo HaMelech, Tarti lo tavi b'haigavra. Hikati le kabol atuta delat yavuch. If you're going to kill me, so then you have to be makabal on yourself, the klola, the ilo, and if you're not going to be makabal, then in shafta the lake of Bilatuta. Your father already was makabal, he obviously viewed that as the onesh, so then leave it. But it doesn't make sense that I should be aimed in two separate dinim. Vayoma lo amelech asek asher diber. So apparently now the king accepted on himself the latuta, kasher diber, and insisted on carrying out the chiyuv of Merida. Go and be pogeabo and bury him. And indeed, Omer of Yoram Arav, Ko klolot shekilel David et Yoav nitkaimu bezaro shel David. Every last word of the klolot that David HaMelech gave to Yoav ended up happening in his family, in David's family. Because, yes, so it says over there, Al yikaret bibet Yoav zavu mitzora machzik bepelech, v'nofil bacherev, v'chasar lechem, and look how every single one happened. So Zav is Rechavam. After Shlomo died and Rechavam now is attempting to gain control, they kill Adoniram, and now Rechavam has to run away, and he's being mitametz to get into his Jaguar. La'alot b'merkava lanus Yerushalayim. What do you mean b'merkava? I mean, what? Mitametz lanus. It must be because it's a remez that he became a Zav. He says, v'chol ha'merkav, asher yikav alav azav yitma. You know of any other place it talks about now the stress on the merkava? It must be. This is the sense. Mitzorav, Uzio, it says beferish that Uzio became a Mitzorav, dechtivu becheskato, gavali bo ad lashchit, vayimol, ba'ashem, so here it says that he decided he's going to be the Kohen Gadol also, vayimal ba'ashem elokav, vayavoy aleich al-Hashem, laktir al-mizbach ha-ktoret, and then it says that he's about to be marked to the ktoret, vatzorat zacha b'mitzcho lifnei ha-kohanim b'vet Hashem. So he was the kiyum of the Mitzorah. Machzik Befelech, somebody who cannot walk and has to stand on a cane. That's from Asa. It says, Rak Leitzik Nato Chalal Raglav. The Yomer of Yiram Rav Sha'achazo Pudgara. He got this very serious illness, a Pudgara. Omer Lemazud Rebred Menachman Reb Nachman. Hechi Dami, what is this Pudgara feel like? Omale, it's like having needles burying into your skin. Kemachat bevasrachai. Mino yoda, how did Reb Nachman know? Well, some say he actually had this illness. Which is why his son asked him. It was Makabal, this is a Kabbalah. Sometimes, Kadosh Baruch is Megala, things to people that there's no way that they could know from themselves. And furthermore, he cursed Yoav, that in his family there will always be those that are nofel becherev. And indeed, Yoshio was nofel de becherev. Dichtiv ayuru ayorim la'melach Yoshio. And that's not stam that he got hit. Amar Rav Yonam Rav, she'asa'u kol gufo kichivara. They made his entire body. The Gemara says in Yerushalmi, shalosh me'os chitzim. So he was like a sieve. They hit him so many times. V'chasar lechem was the next thing that he cursed you off with. That we see from Yechonio. Because it says, after Nebuchadnezzar died, and the Evel Merodach now started taking care of him, so it says, Va'aruchato, aruchat tamid nitnalo, which is mashma, that up until that point he was a chasar lechem. Some learn. Others learn and that itself is chasar lechem. Amrevirom Arav, Ainadam Reinche. You know, what people say from here is that, Te'iluta velote lata. It's better to be the one that is cursed than to be the one that curses. Because if you curse al chinam, it's for sure you're going to be cursed. But obviously he holds, if he agrees with the sugya, Gemara is bringing from Yudam Arava the fact that in the end it was Mitzkai, that it doesn't matter how it happens. Point is it happens. It boomerangs. In the end it boomerangs. That's the point. Like many things are like that. The mechanism of how it boomerangs, Bamela, we don't expect that every time it's going to have the same mechanism to boomerang in the same way. But boomerang it does. So it boomerang. Okay, so what happened? So they came and they dragged Yoav to Shlomo to be Danim. So Atyula Yoav Dainim. Omale, my time a katalte la Avner. Why did you murder Avner? So he said, what do you mean, why did I? Here, if this is referring to Sanhedrin, that in the end they took him to Sanhedrin, so then this would be Omar Lahu, which in fact is the Bach's Girsa, that in the end they were Danim in Sanhedrin in order to be taking him. That's the question, whether the Mizbeach was really Matzilim from the Melech that the Rambam brings. So they brought him to Sanhedrin. So he tainted, he added, they never go El Adar. Because after all, Avner murdered his brother, Asael. And therefore, I was supposed to kill him. Asael was a roidev, said Sanhedrin. So how could you tiny Yerugel Adam? He had a right to kill him. Avner was supposed to kill him before he killed him. Omar Lahus, and Yoav says to them, what do you mean? But he should have just stopped him from chasing him. He could have shot him in the leg. He didn't have to kill him. So Hayalo Latzilo Be'achad Me'Evarav. So Omrule, they said to him, Omrule Lo Yochile. That's not a timer. How is he going to aim exactly to get him in the leg? He just shot him, so he shot him. Oh, right, says Yoav. Obviously, it was an awfully good aim without looking through the eyes in the back of his head, because he used the back of the chanit, and he got the back of the chanit specifically. He got him specifically by the fifth rib, for the back of the chanit, while he's running. And that place is tremendously sensitive, because as Rabbi Yochanan explained, the chomesh is Bedofen HaChamishit, right at the point that the gallbladder and the liver are attached, so that he would cause massive bleeding, kill the guy, and that's where he hits him. But he couldn't get him in the leg, I understand. If the posuk is meyid, that it didn't happen to hit him there, but that's where he went to hit him. So Be'achad Be'evar Lo Yochel, he couldn't have hit him in the leg. I had every right to kill Avner for the murder of Asael. Marley, okay, fine. Let's forget about Avner. You're a murderer of Amasan, because you met up with him, and you kill him. Oh, Marley, Amasan, he was a murdered by Malchus. Of course I killed him, because after all, Dichtiva Yomra Amelech La Amasan, did David Amelech not tell Amasan, Az Ekliat Ish Yudah Shloshet Yamin, and be back here in 3 days, because if not, Sheva Bebichud, all things are going to get out of control. We need to take care of this before it becomes a rebellion of the whole country. And he didn't show up. So therefore, I held not showing up for such a thing. There's a reason he didn't show up. He was very happy having been on the side of Shaul, not to help David in this rebellion. So the king told him, and then Vayelech HaMasal HaZiket Yudah Vayucha. He doesn't come back. Omrulay, so they said to Yoav, that's not why he didn't come back. He darshened the pasuk with Achim Verachim, and what happened is he went to call now Yehuda, and he comes to Yehuda, and he finds that they've just opened the shir in the middle of learning now a particular sugya. So Ashkenaz Pierre Mesechta, they just had started Mesechta Sanhedrin. So he says, oh boy, what do I do now? On the one hand, it says, "Kol ish asher yamret picha v'lo yishma dvarecha l'kol asher tetzavenu yumat." But we darshan yochol afilu l'divrei Torah. You might think that even if the melech is mitzavet, this is by Yoshua, where they were mekabel the dinim of Malchus on Yoshua. So you might think if Yoshua says to be mevatel Talmud Torah, we should listen to him. No, therefore, continues the pasuk, rak. So it adds. Yes, but b'tnai, rak chazak v'yamatz. So that means you need to keep the halacha. If you're b'tzavas, do something which is keneged the halacha. We're not going to listen. Therefore, Amasa was not a murder b'malchus. If anybody's a murder b'malchus, it's you. You're elahu gavra murder b'malchut hava. How do we know? Bechtiva shmu'a ba'a ad Yoav. Now, Yoav hears about what had happened, that David now had appointed Shlomo. And Yoav nata acharei Adoniyahu. But acharei Avshalom lo nata. What is that supposed to mean, acharei Avshalom lo nata? I mean, we're not talking about Avshalom. Obviously, it was not nata achar Avshalom. So what's the point now? My lo nata, Omer of Yudah, it means he didn't have the guts to be nata. Shebikesh lintod v'lo nata. What was that which prevented him from being nata? My time alone, Natan, obviously what's going on over here is that he thinks that David's now out of commission. David showed them, boy, he was in commission. But he made the mistake, like everybody else, thinking that because David is doing in this fashion, it's probably Everbottle, we should all be so Everbottle. So therefore, the Pasuk is making the point that you see, the moment he had an opportunity, he indeed would be Naita from David. So my time alone, Ata, Amr Abelazar, Adayin Lichluchich of David Kayemet. At the point of Avshalom, he was scared still of David. David was still young, and he figured, I'm not gonna start up with David. But now he's an old guy, what's he gonna do? So even though he knew that Lamaisa was supposed to go to Shlomo, he was Naita Achar Adoniyahu. And as we saw, The whole approach of Shlomo was anathema to Yoav. It was continuing this mishigas of religion and all of this tzidkis that David HaMelech had. And where is the union of the Malchus? Adonio was obviously a better Melech, but we got to give it to a 12-year-old. It's ridiculous. So to him, where the Ikka was Malchus Yehuda, not Malchus based David, he wanted Adonio. He would have been Naita Achar Avshalom, as far as he was concerned, was a better king also. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, it's not that he was afraid of David. He was afraid of David's shock troops. Because that's talking about Adayin Itztagninesha David Kayamin. Yom Rav Yoram Rav Arba Meot Yeladim Ayula LeDavid Kulan B'nei Yifat Toar Ayu. That David HaMelech had 400 kids from Yifot Toar. As we learned, many before Shabtai wasn't literally his children, but that these were from all of his generals, and they had collected these children who were beautiful, who come from the most beautiful women. They were all Benos Yefos Toar. They were all like Goyim, built like base basketball players, you know. And he had these guys be the ones that represented, even though Lamaise, the Gemara says, they're not roy for fighting, because they have to be all tzaddikim. But to the Goyim, they saw these guys, they thought, wow, these are the real soldiers. Lamaise, these are the shock troopers. Lamaise, they didn't even fight. But they got so, you know, they're always very impressed. Instead of fighting them, they asked for their autographs. So Mamela, they were Mahalchim Barosh HaGayasot, and Ein Baalei Agropin Shel David. So these guys were the ones that would make the impact. He wasn't going to start up with David at the time of Avshalom, and these guys were still around. Okay, well, I mean, we can keep going, but at one point or another, I mean, it's very exciting. It's Chaval, but we'll end here and continue tomorrow. Gives you something to look forward to, yeah? Toshma. Nefesh shebana o l'shem chai mutar bana. Osif bodimus echad l'shem met asur bana. Hachumayaskinan deromi beit met. Yachimayero osif, ki lo osif dame. Lo tzricha af agav de panye. Omerav from Bar Papa, Omerav Chista, im hayam makiro, you could still be choletz the avanim, and the rest is mutar. Toshma chotziv kever li aviv alach v'kavro b'kever acher reze lo yikaver bo'olamit. No, that's a special dinning quote. Aviv, v'akanami mistavra, diktoni sefer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer af chotziv avanim lo aviv alach v'kavro b'makom acher reze lo yikaver b'en olamit. I am it bishloma mishum kvod aviv shaper. Ela I am it bishum azmana. This is a case of the equivalent of tovui le'ariga. Mikalamad yomer, that's called azmana. Toshma, kever chadash mutar ba'na'a. Hitil bo nefel, asur ba'na'a. Hitil in lo hitil lo. No, I didn't have a lo hitil. The chidish over here is lafuk of reshuming amlio. The yomer ain le nefelin tvizata kever, kamashman that they do. Toshma, motar hametim lametim. Motar hamet liorshab. Achmaizkinan, shegovo bechayim. Halotani achim. But the Tanan, motar hametim lametim, motar hamet liorshab. Vetani Allah, ketzad, gavulametim, stam. Zeo motar hametim lametim. Gavulamet, ze, specifically, zeo motar hametim liorshab. But time it came a sefer. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yigabe machi avar Eliyahu. Rabbi Natan Omer yasadim osal kivro. Ozil of 15 mitato. El abayim etar tzatame. Verava metar tzatame. Abayim etar tzatame. Tekuli yalme azmanam miltahi. Tanakam esav the chazilei tofis lo chazilei lo tofis. Rabbi Meir mesafkavei tofis ilo tofis. Hilkov lo yigabe machi avar Eliyahu. Rabbi Natan holds it's pshita lei devarei tofis. Hilkov yehasadim osal kivro. Rava metarets the time. Maybe kule alma is when a lam miltahi. Tanagama savaki bozule is meichel ziluta lagabe yorshi. Rabbi Meir misafkele mochle lo mochil. Yokach better lo yigabe. Rabbi Natan is pshitele de lo mochil. The only thing to do with it, yes, at dimosav kivro. O ziluf lif de mitato. Tashma, ayu aviv vi imo. Mizakim bo kelim. Mitzvah lacherim because of Avashavas Aveda Latzilan. Hata Mishumerorayu. Yochi Anu Diktani Allah Amr Shuming Amlio. Bamed Varim Amurim Shalom Naguba Mita. Avon Naguba Mita Asurin. Tirgama Ula, because of a gezera. B'mita nikverti bo d'mechalfi b'tachrichi amet. Toshma, kis, sh'asa o laniach bo tefilin, asur. Laniach bo ma'ot, sorry, laniach bo tefilin, asur laniach bo ma'ot. Yiniach bo tefilin, yaniach bo ma'ot. Eima asa u, v'yiniach bo tefilin, asur laniach bo ma'ot. Kiruv chista. Toshma, amar la oman, ase li tikshol sefer, onar tikshol tefilin. עד שלא נשתמש בהם קודש, מותר להשתמש בהם חול. נשתמש בהם קודש, אסור להשתמש בהם חול. תנאי. תתן יציפן זהב, או שתלה עליהם אור שבהם התמיה, פסולות. אור בהמה תאורה, כשירות אף הפי שלא יבדן לשמן. רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, אף אור בהמה תאורה פסולות עד שיעבדו לשמן. אומר לרבינו לרוב, מי איקה דוח תדורמו במית, and then they start being אורגי בגד למית? אומר לי, כגון שח ולהרפניה. Dorash Marei Mariochet Akavati de Abaye, Rabbonanam Yochet Akavati de Rava. And in fact, Yochet Akavati de Rava, Tone Rabbonan Aruge Malchut Nixem Lamelach, Aruge Beitin Nixem Lyorshim. Rabbi Yudaimer, Af Aruge Malchut Nixem Lyorshim. Amrule Rabbi Yudav Alo Kvar Neemar, Hine Bekerem Navot Ashe Yorat Sham Lerishto. Amarlem, that's because he was a Yorish. Ben Achi Aviva Yav Royle Yorshoaya. ולא הרבה בנים היה לו לנבות? אמר להם, he killed the בנים, אותו ואת בניו הרג. שני אמרים לו, את דמי נבות ואת דמי בניו ראיתי. ורבונן, that's a reference to בנים הראויים לצאת ממנו. שבשלם למען יום נכסם למלך, היינו תכתיב בירך נבות אלוהים ומלך. למען יום נכסם ליורשים, למה לי ומלך? נו, ולתיימך, what do you need אלוהים, למה לי? אלא לפושריתך, נו. So I can in the other direction it could be לפושריתך. זה משם למד יום הנכסים למלך. אני תכתיב, ויונס יואב אלו על השם, ויחזק בקרנות המזבאה, וכתיב לא כיפו עמות. למד יום הנכסים ליורשים, מי נפקה למינה? לחיישו? ויושב בן היו את המלך דבר לימור, כל דיבר יואב וכל ענני, ומלא זיל אימלי. Tarti lo David by Gavra. I katalit le kabola tuta de lat yavuch. Ve lo shafkin le kabola tuta de lat yavuch. Vayom elo amelach aseika asher diber upegabo upkarato. Om revin om raf kol kilolot. Shekilo David et Yoav nitkaimu bezarosha David. Ayach reit mi beit Yoav zav mitzora maksik bepelach vinofa becherev chasar lechem. Zav from Rehoboam. Tehi melech Rehoboam mitametz lalot ba merkava. Lanuz Yerushalayim. Tehi kol merkava asher yikav alav zav yitma. Mitzora muzio. Tehi v'cheskato gavah libo ad lashchit v'yimal ba Hashem elokav. V'yavo lechel Hashem la'akter mitzbach haktoret. V'atzorat zorcha b'mitzcho. מחזיק בפלח מיעשה, תכתיב רק לציקנתו, חלת רגליו, אמר רבי נמרב, שאחזו פודגרה. אמר לי, משות ברית מנחם, מנחם, איך ידעני? אמר לי, כמחת בבשר החי, מינו ידע, היא בויתם המחש אביחיש בי, והיא בויתם מרבי אבי גומר לי, והיא בויתם הסוד השם לרעיו, ובריתו להודיעם. נופל בחרב, from יושיו, תכתיב היורו היורים למלך, יושיו, ויום רביר אמרב שעשו כל גופו כחבורה, וחסר לחם יחניו, תכתיב ארוחתו, ארוחת תמיד ניתנה לו. יום רביר אמרב, היינו דמריין שתהלותה ולא תהלתה.